this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for the heavens that are opened already. Thank you for your grace that is available. We ask the Lord you will cause your spirit to breathe on each and every one of us. Breathe upon your word. Give us testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. You may please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, I want to pray this morning, but before we pray, let's look at the word of God. I want to minister quickly on what I've entitled Signs of Open Doors. Signs of Open Doors. Isaiah chapter 45, we'll read verse number 1 to verse number 3. Isaiah chapter number 45, we'll read from verse number 1 to verse number 3. Praise the Lord. The scripture says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the lions of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Somebody here this morning, gates before you shall not be shut. Doors before you shall not be shut. In the name of Jesus. He said, I will go before thee. God will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Verse number 3. Verse number 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. In somebody's life, before the end of these 10 days at Shiloh, God will show himself mighty in your life. I say God will show himself mighty in your life in the name of Jesus. Signs of open doors. Signs of open doors. Open doors simply means God opening an opportunity for you to advance and to move forward in life. Simply means God opening an opportunity for you in order for you to advance and to move forward in life. So an open door is a definite access to success. It is a definite access to success. May God give you access in life. I say, may God give you access in life. Remember, God's servant, our father, Reverend, once told us, he said, the greatest gift any man can have is the gift of access. The gift of access. It's Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8. The scripture says, I know thy works. Revelation 3, 8. I know thy works. I have set thee. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8. Behold, I know thy works. I have set before thee an open door. An open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength. The Bible says God has set before us an open door that no man will be able to shut. No man will be able to. So when God opens a door, no man has the power to close the door. So God is the one that has the ability to open doors for people. And so that's why the scripture said in Isaiah chapter 45 that we read, he said, I will go before you. I am the one that has the key. I will go before you and open closed doors. I will cause iron gates to be lifted. So every accomplishment in life, every achievement in life, they are product of open doors. If your doors are not open, you can't achieve anything in life. If doors are shut against you, you can't make progress. For you to get to the other side of life, you need access. And if access is not granted, you will be stuck in life. If access is not granted, you will be hindered. that you'll be obstructed in life. So you need access. You need a definite access to where you are going. God's servant, our father, told us before. He said, every man has a place where he's going. There is a place for you. There is a place for me. There is a place where you are going. This morning you have come to early morning Shiloh. You have come this morning. After Shiloh, you are going somewhere. And once those doors are not open, you might not be able to get to where you are going. So you need a definite access to where you are going to. Definite access. Maybe in your marital destiny, you need a definite access. You need access. You need certain doors to open for you. You need certain doors, opportunities to open for you. And this morning, as you leave to your places of work, those doors will open for you. As you go to your places of work, those doors will open for you. You believe God, let your amen be louder. So there is a door that leads to where you are going. There is a door that leads to where you are going. Every aspect of our lives has doors. There are doors that leads. In your marital destiny, there is a door. Your financial destiny, there is a door. Academically, there is a door. Everywhere, anytime you want to get to a particular place, you must go through certain doors. Those doors can be human. Those doors can be spiritual. So there are doors that lead to where you are going. And until those doors are open, you may never be better than how you are. You may never be better than what you are. You may never be better than how you are today. But if doors are open, there are possibility of changes for you. And I'm praying for you this morning that those doors will be open in the name of Jesus. Now, quickly before we pray, let's look at some signs of open doors. What are the signs that you see? What are the experiences that you have that tells you that your doors are open? Isaiah chapter 45 that we read. Let's look at verse number 2. Isaiah 45 verse number 2. The Bible says, I will go before thee and make their crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So one of the signs that you see that tells you that doors are open is when you experience breakthroughs. When there are breakthroughs, you turn to your left, there are breakthroughs. You turn to your right, there are breakthroughs. In other words, there are no hindrances. So God is saying that for you to experience open doors, I will go before you. And if I go before you, these are the things that I will do. I will make the crooked places straight for you. These are the things I will do. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. These are the things that I will do. I will cut in sunder the paths of fire. In other words, I will remove obstacles from your way. In other words, I will remove hindrances. I will cause gates to be lifted concerning you. In other words, I will ensure that you have a thoroughfare. I will ensure that there is a way for you. I will ensure that ways are made for you in your wilderness. I will ensure that water flows for you in your desert. And so God is saying, I'm going to give you breakthroughs. I will go ahead of you. I will remove those stumbling blocks. I will go ahead of you. I will remove those obstacles. This morning, I see God going ahead of you. I see God going before you. I see God coming behind you. I see God taking charge concerning your life. I don't know where you are going after this service this morning, but God is going ahead of you. According to his word, he's going before you. And before you get there, your doors shall be open. I say your doors shall be open. Your doors shall be open. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, you are here. Before you get there, those obstacles will be removed. Before you get there, those hindrances will be removed. You'll be believe God, let your amen be louder. So, what stands between a man and his objectives are obstacles. Obstacles ensures you don't score a goal. Obstacles ensures you don't get to your place. Obstacles ensures you don't get access. Obstacles, they ensure that you don't go beyond where you are. Obstacles, they ensure that a man is hindered and stopped in life. For you, you will not be hindered. You will not be stopped. In the name of Jesus. In fact, there are people and there are situations of life who are determined to make sure you lose or fail. And when you fail, they win. But this morning, they will no longer win over your life. I said they will no longer win over your life. In the name of Jesus, somebody is here this morning. By the intervention of the Almighty God, breakthroughs will become your portion. In the name of Jesus, somebody, you are here by the intervention of the Almighty God. No more delays for you. No more deniers for you. In the name of Jesus, somebody, you will arrive early at destiny. I say you will arrive early at destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. So, what is God saying? God is saying that you will break through deniers. God is saying that you will break through failures. God is saying that you will break through rejections. God is saying that you will break through unfruitfulness. God is saying you will break through the works of the enemy. That is why he's going ahead of you to prepare the place for you. That is why he's going ahead of you to remove obstacles. That is why he's going ahead of you to ensure that you get to your destination. Somebody, you will get to your destination. I say you will get to your destination. In the name of Jesus, you believe God, let your amen be louder. Isaiah chapter 54, verses number 2 and verse number 3. Isaiah 54, verses number 2 and verse number 3. Somebody should prepare, because this Shiloh is bringing too much on your way. This Shiloh is going to ensure that you have infallible proofs in the name of Jesus. And so the Bible says, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not. Lengthen their cords and strengthen thy stakes. Why? Verse number 3. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? You will break forth on the right hand. You will break forth on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Somebody, you are here. When you turn to your left, it will be breakthrough for you. When you turn to your right, it will be breakthrough. Breakthrough for you. I'm moving forward. Breakthrough for you. Even when you go backward, it will breakthrough for you. Every aspect of your life, you will experience a breaking forth. You will experience a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You believe God, let your amen be louder. So there is a breaking through and a breaking forth coming for you before the end of 10 days at Shiloh. In the name of Jesus, shout a louder amen. Number 2, Isaiah chapter 45, we'll read verse number 3, part A. Isaiah 45, verse number 3, part A. It says, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness. What is God talking about? God is saying, one of the signs that you will see that your doors are open is that you will have an experience of the favor of God. Favor in your business, favor in your marriage, favor all around you. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. The things that you did not work for, God allows you to experience the profits. Favor. Somebody spoke to me just 2 days ago and he said, I don't understand the kind of favor that I'm experiencing. I just met somebody about 2 weeks ago. And the person has been favoring me, favored me, paid my bills, favored me, stocked my house with foodstuffs, favored me, bought me clothes, favored me, gave me money. And I'm not talking about naira, I'm talking about dollars. I'm talking about dollars. He said, favor. And then the man said, I just love you. You are now part of my family. Somebody he did not know from anywhere. I just love you. Favor. And he said to me, he said, I eat breakfast in his house. I eat lunch in his house. I take dinner in the house. And I said, can I speak to this man? I said, yes. And he said, this man has become my family. He's part of me. He said, as I'm talking to you now, we are eating dinner together. Favor. Where you did not work, where you did not labor, you enjoy the benefits and the profits. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Let them continue to amass wealth. Let them continue to buy properties. Let them continue to stock the money somewhere. When you find favor, they will give you those properties with ease. when you find favor, out of what they stock, they will give you part of it. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Favor. When doors of favor opens for a man, his life and destiny begins to attract people who will never have helped them. I've seen where an unbeliever favors a believer. He's not born again, but just found himself favoring the believer. Favor. People go out of their way to favor you. People who ordinarily will never give to you. Who ordinarily will never favor you. But because you have attracted the favor of God, such people, they go out of their way to help and to assist you. Attracting God's favor makes people go out of their ways to do what? To assist and to help. In Genesis chapter 39 verse 21, the door of favor opened for Joseph, even in the prison. The door of favor opened unto him, even in the prison. Genesis 39, 21. Psalm 44, verse number 3. The Bible says, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm, the light of thy countenance, because thou hadest a favor unto them. You don't get it by labor. You get it by favor. Our Father have always told us, you don't get it by labor. You get it by favor. If your life attracts favor, little effort, great result. If your life attracts favor, what happens? Sometimes you don't put in any effort, but you see results. Favor. God's servant was showing us the scripture, Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 15 and 16. He said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Romans 9:15. I will have compassion on whom? He says, so then, verse 16, so then, it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that showeth mercy. Romans 9:16. Of God that showeth mercy. 1 Samuel chapter 2, you read verse 9, part B of it. He said, by strength shall no man prevail. So it is not how much effort you put in. It is how much favor you attract. Favor. So hardship becomes over and ease takes over for a man who has found favor. May hardship be over in your life. I say, may hardship be over in your life. In the name of Jesus. Number three, Isaiah 45, verse number 3, part B. Isaiah 45, verse 3, part B. Part B says, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. Hidden riches of secret places. What are we talking about? That's a man that experiences financial open door. Hidden riches of secret places. Financial open doors. Now, praying for financial open doors and prosperity has become critical. Why? Because there are people who are intent. There are people who want to pay their children's school fees and they have not been able to. The strength to do it is not there. Especially in Nigeria of today, there are people who want to buy fuel in their cars. A woman was saying, said, I have dropped my car. I don't take cars to the office anymore. He said, because the amount of money I spend for fuel, he said, it's too much. So we need financial open doors. We need our doors to be opened financially. Your business. Finances should run through your business. Resources. to run through our businesses. We need God to rain down financial blessing to settle certain financial obligations in our lives. God is aware that you deserve to be rich. God is aware that you deserve to be wealthy and is willing to teach you how. Isaiah 48 verse 17. The word of God says, thus said the Lord, our Redeemer. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. The Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, we teach thee to profit. So it is in the mind of God for you to profit. God is against lack and scarcity. That is why he wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. That is why his thought towards you is not of evil, but of peace, to bring you to a hope and a future. So he desires that you be worthy. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So he desires you to be wealthy, sir. It is in his mind. In fact, it is in his nature that you live a wealthy life. So poverty is not your portion. We are not supposed to be in lack because we are black. Someone say, poverty is not my portion. Financial doors shall open unto me. I'm praying for myself. So let's pray. But how are these doors open? Number one is by asking. By asking. Just ask. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask and it shall be given to you. Just ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse number 8. Verse number 8. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So what are the doors that you want to open? You are start visualizing them. Those doors. The Bible says, and to him that knocketh it shall open. That's the word of God. Number two is by the word. His word. What are the words? What words have you received? What are the words that came to you by revelation? Today is day four, day one, day two, day three. What are the words that you have captured? What are those words that have become a picture in your heart? God acts on his word. Have you gotten any word since Shiloh started? Have you received any word? God acts on his word. He has lifted his word above his name. His word. Number three is righteous living. When you live right, things will be right with you. Righteous living attracts open doors. So when you live right, things will be right with you. Psalm 24, verse number 3 to verse number 7. And then we'll go to pray. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 7. The Bible says, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who will gain access? Verse number 4. He that had clean hands. Are your hands clean? If your hands are not clean, you knock, the door will not open. You talk about God opening doors. God is too righteous to behold iniquity. If your hands are soiled, if your hands are not clean, you knock, doors will not open, sir. He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Verse number 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse number 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Verse number 7. Now, this is what happened. Lift up your head. So, you have the authority to say, lift up your heads, O ye gates. If your hands are clean. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. You want to come in? You must come with a clean hand. You want to gain access? You must come with a pure heart. You want a definite access to what you are looking for in life. Then you must come in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I will come in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet? We want to pray. Can you quickly pray this prayer? Lord, this morning, I come in your righteousness, not in my righteousness. Lift up your voice and just pray that prayer. This morning, oh God, I come in your righteousness, not in my righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come this morning, oh God, believing in you. I come this morning, oh God, in your righteousness, not in my righteousness. Let doors be opened for me. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Shout a believing amen. Are you ready to pray? Please pray with the whole of your heart. We want to pray. God said, I will go before you. So it is God. We want to pray that my Father, beginning from today and before the end of Shiloh, go ahead of me and open doors in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Say after me, my Father. That's not loud enough. My Father, beginning from today and before the end of Shiloh, go ahead of me and open doors. Lift up your voice and pray. You can move around. You can move around. Lift up your voice and pray. What doors do you want God to open? He's going ahead of us this morning. Can you talk to him this morning? My Father, beginning from today and before the end of Shiloh, go ahead of me and open doors. Open doors. Open financial doors. Go ahead of me and open doors. What doors do you want God to open? He's going ahead of us according to his word this morning. Can you lift up your voice and pray? In the name of Jesus, go ahead of me, oh God. Cause rivers to flow in my desert. In the name of Jesus, make a way for me. 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 In the name of Jesus, somebody should pray. You have a meeting, you have an appointment, you have a proposal. Can you talk to the Lord? Go ahead of me, oh God. Go ahead of me, oh God, and open doors in the name of Jesus. Go ahead of me and open doors in the name of Jesus. My Father, according to your word, beginning from today and before the end of Shiloh, go ahead of me and open doors in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. God said it in his word, I will go before thee. I will go before thee and make that crooked way straight. I'd like you to pray in the name of Jesus. My Father, you are the one that opens doors and no man can shut. You are the one that opens doors and no man can shut. Go ahead of me and open doors. Go ahead of me. Open doors for me in the name of Jesus. Open doors. Let doors be open. Let doors be open. Let doors be open. Let doors be open. Doors of marital breakthroughs be open. Doors be open. Doors of financial lifting be open in the name of Jesus. Somebody should pray. Let doors be open. Let doors be open. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. One of his doors is that he's going to remove obstacles from the way. And I want to pray that obstacles, hindrances at the entrance of my open doors, lift up your heads and scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. Can you say after me? Obstacles, hindrances at the entrance of my open doors, lift up your heads and scatter by fire. Lift up your voice and begin to. Lift up your heads and scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads and scatter in the name of Jesus. obstacles, hindrances at the entrance of my open doors, lift up your heads and scatter by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And I pray for you this morning that every man or woman assigned to close your doors, let them die by fire. Amen. In the name of Jesus, your doors will not be shut. Say after me, every power of us, man or woman, assigned to close my doors, die by fire. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, my doors will no longer be shut. In the name of Jesus, whoever has been assigned to shut my doors, to close my open doors, I command you, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every power of force, man or woman, assigned to close my open doors, die by fire, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, my doors shall not be shut. My doors will no longer be closed. In the name of Jesus, my doors shall continually be open. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall continually be open. In the name of Jesus, doors to my breakthrough shall continually be open. Doors to my lifting shall continually be open. Doors to my success, academically, maritally, shall continually be open. Any man or woman, power or force, assigned to close my open doors, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Shout a louder amen. Somebody, you are here, your life will begin to attract the favor of God. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, my Father, let my life and what I do attract your favor. In the name of Jesus. My Father, let my life and what I do attract your favor. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Favor from heaven, favor here on earth, favor before men, favor before women, favor before the young, favor before the old. In the name of Jesus. My Father, in the name of Jesus, let my life and what I do attract your favor. In the name of Jesus, let it attract your favor. Favor from heaven, favor from heaven, favor before men, favor before women, favor before the young, favor before the old. In the name of Jesus, let my life and what I do attract your favor. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody, for you, hardship is over. In the name of Jesus, favor takes over. In the name of Jesus, say after me, hardship in my life be over. Favor take over. Hardship in my life be over. Favor take over. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Hardship in my life, hardship in business, be over. Hardship in my marriage, be over. Favor take over. Favor take over. Favor take over. Hardship in my academic pursuit, be over. Favor take over. In the name of Jesus, 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 favor take over. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Finally, we want to pray before our Father we come and round up the meeting. We want to pray. I told you of a man that attracted favor. I don't know what you do, your business, your life. You will command your business, your life to attract helpers of destiny. In the name of Jesus, we pray this way. Now, my destiny, you call your destiny three times, or maybe it is your business, call it three times, and then you shall attract helpers of destiny now. In the name of Jesus, say after me, my destiny, my destiny, my destiny, attract helpers of destiny. In the name of Jesus, can you command your destiny Can you command your business? Can you command your destiny to attract the favor of God in the name of Jesus Christ? My destiny, my business, my marriage, attract helpers of destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Attract helpers of destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Attract helpers of destiny.
Begin to call your helpers. My helpers, show up. Locate me now. Let my helpers begin to locate me. Let favor begin to locate me. Let help begin to locate me. Ebalatusu. Sale kenteria balosu se balame sante. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. It can be better than that. Amen. Can you shout a triumphant amen? Amen? We still want to pray. And I want you to please make up your mind. You don't want to leave this place the same way you came. You don't want to repeat attending Shiloh morning blessing without something significant to show. Something God will bring forth significant things out of your life and destiny in the precious name of Jesus. Your doors are open already. Your life has attracted the favor of God and the favor of men. You now need the impartation of God in your hands. Impartation. Somebody say impartation. Very quickly, while we are standing, I don't want you to see, so we will pray. We leave this place very soon. Now, I want you to please pick your Bible and let's look at Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 3. Isaiah 35 verse 3. It says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. If your hands are weak, your results will be little. As a matter of fact, if your hands are weak, there may be no result. If your hands are weak, you may not be able to handle anything major. You may not be able to achieve anything good. If your hands are weak, spiritually weak, you may write exams and fail and fail and keep failing because your hands are weak. There are many forces that contend with us. So that's why your life and your hands must not be weak. Your hands must be strengthened. It says, strengthen you the weak hands. The weak hands needs to be strengthened for result. You may know how to do something, and you may know how to do it better than others. But it is these others that are getting results. You that know how to do it, you are not getting results. Your hands need be strengthened. So somebody, you are here. From today, you no longer work for another. You no longer work for another to eat. I thought your amen will be louder. Say with me, from today, I will no longer labor for another to eat. Say that louder one more time. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. You have to understand that. And you have to pray. Not that your monkey will be walking and another baboon will be chopping. You will eat the fruit of your labor. In the precious name of Jesus. In Proverbs chapter 31 verse 17. This is the picture of this super mom. The Bible says, she gathereth her loins with strength and strengthens her hands. She was hardworking. She strengthened her hands. She got up early, strengthened her hands. And the grace of God came upon those hands. Paul, writing to the Romans in chapter 1, verse 11, he said, I long to see you to the end that I might impart to you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. God wants to establish you in this 2024 Shiloh. It is your Shiloh for divine establishment. To be established is to be strengthened. To be strengthened, let me read it in other translations. To be able to make you strong. I long to see you. I desire to see you. To give you some grace of the Spirit. Grace of the Spirit. It is this grace of the Spirit that strengthens a man. Somebody say grace of the Spirit. Oh, they don't understand you over here. So let me. So your destiny will not be weak or feeble. If your destiny is weak or feeble, if your destiny is weak or feeble. But Paul said, I want to give you grace of the Spirit. Somebody say grace. Of the Spirit. To the end that you may be established. That's what God wants to do. Establish your business. Establish your marriage. Establish your life. Establish you. You know what it means to be established. All this one that you are begging, moving about, begging people, begging to survive. God said, I want to establish you. I want to make you a giver. There's a sister that my wife used to give money to. She was struggling. My wife would just. So one day, I can't remember what I wanted to do in church. And I called some sons and daughters. You. I said to the daughter, I want $100,000 from you for some urgent things. You see me. You remember? I called. Sister Buki, where is Buki? So I called some names. You see me? It was those that I thought would be able to give me 100,000 naira. Abi? So, can you say, me alone, no, somewhere? I want me, I'm calling you. But this sister came. She said, I want to be blessed also. She came and said, I'll give you 100,000. So, one of the men now called like 100,000 naira new. She said, I can't win the case. I can't even the king says, because she didn't look it. God had established her. And people are still looking at her within the eyes of you. I want you to lift up both hands and cry to your Father in heaven and say, Father, establish me. Oh, so Dada. Make it your prayers. Lift up your voice and pray. Santro yala baraba sasa kandre yala baraba da da da. Establish me, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let me read this verse again to you in Bible in basic English. I just quoted it the other time. I have a strong desire to see you and to give you some grace of the Spirit so that you may be made strong, so that you may be established. It is those, Pastor Shola, let us to pray for open doors, right? And for favor, right? What prayer again? Open door and favor. What again did you pray for? Eh? Help us. Favor, help us. If your spirit man is strong, if you receive this grace of spirit, doors will open. Are you listening to me? And then he said, obstacles should be removed. If you have this grace, obstacles will clear. And it's you only down more than the all. So if you carry great grace with this impartation, obstacles will see you and clear. And that is what God is making happen for you. Obstacles will see you and clear. Oppositions will give way. The Bible says the sea saw it and fled. I want you to receive grace of the Spirit this morning. You will pray your understanding and then burst out in tongues. You will cry out, I receive grace of the Spirit. You didn't shout it very well. Somebody shout it loudest. I receive grace in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to receive grace of the Spirit. Hisatula baya la 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 baba. I receive grace of the Spirit. I receive grace of the Spirit. I receive grace of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. The grace commands open doors. Grace of the Spirit commands open doors. Grace of the Spirit compel obstacles to disappear. Grace of the Spirit attract help and helpers. Grace of the Spirit attract the favor of God into your life. Grace of the Spirit. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Bring out your implement, your tool of trade. What do you do business with? That's instruction we were asked to. My life attracts grace. My life attracts good things. My life attracts favor. Financial favor. My life attracts the blessings of God. I want you to bring out your implement and lift it up. You are going to cry aloud. Upon my tool of trade, upon my implement of business, I receive grace in the name of Jesus. I receive grace in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that way. Upon my tool of trade, upon my implement of business, I receive grace. Ebolo tusuka labaya labala. Endre lebisa kantelebero dosusa. Embra lesi kantra yalababa. Reketi labandro belesi sampra labado sembrele. Yesha chapa labaya lalaba. Hela baraba sasa baya labababa. Endra yala ba 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 ba. Shabalute kelebedu shabalangada yala ba. Pray the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes. Pray the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes. Pray the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes. Yes, something is happening. Pray the Holy Ghost. Says ba yala be deberebo shabalaya lala ba yala. Endra yala ba ra ba da da da. Abrolo suseke telebe enamana mana mama. I provoke heavens to open. Upon your tool of trade, upon your tool of trade, upon your implement of business, I provoke heavens to open. I release impartation. I release grace of the Spirit, grace of the Spirit upon your tool of trade, upon your implement of business. I release grace of the Spirit. Walabo suta. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse number 14, 15. Now Elisha was falling sick of the sickness whereof he died, and Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And Elisha said unto him, "Take bow and arrow, his instrument." As a king, he was the one fighting battles, wars on behalf of the people. "Take bows and arrows." And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said unto the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hand. And he said, "Open the window this way." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." We are going to take another shot this morning. Just one shot after this prayer will bring you amazing result. Do you understand one shot? Just one shot after this impartation will bring you amazing result. Can the ushers please direct the people? We come from both sides, one by one, quickly. Form ushers, direct them. You are coming for impartation. You are the king of Israel. I am Elisha. I am not ready to die anyway. But I'm Elisha. Elisha was going to die, but I'm not dying. So he imparted the king of Israel for victory. I'm imparting your two. He said, "Take bows and arrow." Did you see that scripture? "Take bows and arrow." And then he took bow, and then he put his hand. He said, "Yeah, go and shoot." So I'm putting my hands and I'm asking you to go and shoot. Everybody lift up your hand. Your tool will work for you. We produce amazing results. In Jesus' name. Can you worship, sing, and let's please come. Please come. "On this exalted altar, I bend my knees and I pray by reason of the impartation upon your tools of trade today, this your next shot shall produce amazing results in the name of Jesus. Upon your business, upon your destiny, by reason of this impartation, amazing doors are open in the name of Jesus. Today, grace of the Spirit is added to you, added to your tools, added to your business in the name of Jesus. Today, grace of the Spirit is added to your destiny. Your hands will no longer be weak. Your hands will no longer be feeble. Your destiny is established. Your life is established. Your business is established. Your trade is established. Your profession is established. You will prosper in what you do. Your business will prosper. Your endeavors will prosper. Your ministry will prosper. The Lord will establish you. The Lord will establish you. The Lord will establish you. The Lord will establish your business. In the name of Jesus. By this grace of the Spirit, your life, your destiny, your business begins to attract favor. Begin to attract help. Begin to attract open doors. Obstacles are removed. Oppositions are cleared. In the name of Jesus. Now you are open to results. You are open to profit. Go and record profit. Your hands are empowered. Go and succeed. Whoever has transferred your blessings, transferred your glory, transferred your profit, we retrieve your blessings back from them in the name of Jesus. Whoever is sitting on your glory, we unseat them in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. Go and succeed. Beginning from today, within the next 12 hours, somebody, we have amazing testimonies. Within the next 24 hours, somebody, we have an unusual breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, throughout this month, you Do we have unusual breakthroughs in the name of Jesus? Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Can you shout your amen 3 times? Amen.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.